I'd also like Alex, like to thank each and every one of you for not just being friends to me, but brothers and sisters and mothers and fathers, so for the time I've been here. So tonight I'm going to be focusing on the book of Psalms 39. And before we look more into it, I'd like to just read it. Again, that's Psalms 39. I said, I will guard my ways, lest I sin with my tongue. I will restrain my mouth with a muzzle, while the wicked are before me. I was mute with silence. I held my peace, even from good. And my sorrow was stirred up. My heart was hot within me. While I was musing, the fire burned. Then I spoke with my tongue. Lord, make me to know my end, and what is the measure of my days, that I may know how frail I am. Indeed, you have made my days as handbreadths, and my age is as nothing before you. Certainly, every man at his best state is but a vapor. Surely, every man walks about like a shadow. Surely, they busy themselves in vain. He heaps up riches, and does not know who will gather them. And now, Lord, what do I wait for? My hope is in you. Deliver me from all my transgressions. Do not make me the reproach of the foolish. I was mute. I did not open my mouth, because it was you who did it. Remove your plague from me. I am consumed by the blow of your hand. When with rebukes you correct man for iniquity, you make his beauty melt away like a moth. Surely every man is a vapor. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear to my cry. Do not be silent at my tears, for I am a stranger with you, a sojourner, as all my fathers were. Remove your gaze from me, that I may regain strength before I go away and am no more. So, like Alex, everyone's learned life lessons, some harder than others. But growing up, and sometimes I find I still have a problem with this, there's several lessons you learn, like when to speak and when not to speak, and when those words can get you in trouble. And also, like, you learn your place before people and before God. And that's something I believe that this psalm stresses quite a bit. If you look at verses 1 to 3, he says, he's being careful to speak rightly, especially before those who are wicked. I will guard my ways, lest I sin with my tongue. And when we speak as Christians. What we say should have more influence, because what we say is what we try and tell other people, and we want to edify people. We want to build people up, and we want to speak as God would have us to speak, not with perverse language and not saying things just to say them. You know, we got to be very careful with what we say. But at the same time, we should not be ashamed to speak for good, because in verse 2 it says, I was mute with silence. I held my peace, even from good. And the psalmist, who is David in this case, what we see is he could have spoken, and he should have spoken. And, you know, there are times, how many times when we're somewhere and, you know, something good happens, we can praise God. You know, when something bad happens to someone else, we can say, you know, we will pray for you. And in all sincerity, pray for other people. And there are so many times when we can speak to other people and have an influence, but sometimes we don't, because we're scared of what they will say or what others will say. And David had the same problem. And this is a king. I mean, all of us have similar problems. And he said it was a sorrow to him. So on one hand, we should be careful when we speak. But on the other times, like, we need to speak up some more. However, there are times, again, in verse 3, when he says, my heart was hot within me. While I was musing, the fire burned. And that almost sounds like he has some periods where he's silent, but emotion builds up and builds up and builds up, and then you say the wrong thing. And that ends up hurting people, and it hurts your influence in their eyes. So there's a time when to speak, and there's a time when not to speak. And there's a reason, not just because we can hurt our influence on ourselves. People think differently of us. But verse 8, it says, and deliver me from all my transgressions. Do not make me the reproach of the foolish. So we need to be careful, especially because we're Christians, what we say and how we say things, because our words can have an influence on others, either to bring them closer to Christ or move them farther away. A second lesson that I gathered from this was we're nothing before God. And especially growing up, I remember being young and, you know, thinking I was the greatest thing ever, you know, running around in the superhero capes. But before God, we are really nothing. And he says this. He says, "Lord, make me to know my end and what is the measure of my days." And he continues on. He says, "Certainly every man at his best state is a vapor. And a vapor is nothing. There is nothing in a vapor." And we're nothing, you know? And in the grand scheme of things, life goes on, time goes on. We're nothing before God, and we should understand that. And we need to be careful, because while we're nothing, and our time is so short, it says in verse 6, "Surely every man walks about like a shadow. Surely they busy themselves in vain." We can't live in vain. We need to bring as many to Christ as we can. And that first comes from understanding that our place is, we're servants. And we need to spread God's gospel, and we need to spread his message. So that's the second thing, is that we're nothing before God. And with the realization that we are nothing before God, we realize that each one of us sins, and we all make mistakes. But what can we do? Well, the first thing we need to realize is that our hope is in God and in his Son. And in verse 7 it says, "And now, Lord, what do I wait for? My hope is in you. It's not in your friend. It's not in riches. It's not in what you've done. It's in God." And that's what David says. And David asked God to deliver him from his transgressions. But today we have such a greater hope because of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that is something that we can all be thankful for. And realizing that we have sins and asking God to forgive us, is there's more to that. I mean, there's something else that we need to do. I mean, if we have this grace from God and we're forgiven of our sins, we should do something more. And that's what he says in verse 9. "I was mute. I did not open my mouth, because it was you who did it." It was Christ. It was God, pardon. And if you turn to Romans chapter 6, verses 1 to 5, it's a passage I found that deals along the same lines. Romans 6, verses 1 to 5. And it says, "What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall be in the likeness of his resurrection." And he's speaking. He's speaking to other people. This isn't just a reflection. And that's what we need to do. That's what the psalmist is saying in verse 9. When he did open his mouth, it was God who did it. And that's what we need to do. We need to speak for Christ. We need to realize our place before Christ. And we need to pray and ask for the forgiveness of our sins.